Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Santana bringing us back. Carlos on guitar there. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I'm glad you're here. We got. I'd like to encourage you to go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and check it out. Lots of stuff there. The thousands of articles, thousands of archives, a past interviews that I've done with our Brain Trust members since 1997, including our good friend Howard Ruff, who's with us right now. My blog is there. My newsletter is there. Subscribe to that, please. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And of course, we have a poll question on the homepage. I hope you'll check that out, because when you submit your answer, it'll then convert to the results so far of how you and other people have voted in that. So you'll be able to see immediately how the responses have been, and see whether you're with the majority or not. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Howard Ruff is our guest. He's the author of How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. Howard, and of course, that's a play on his original book, How to Prosper in the Coming Bad Years, that you wrote back, over 30 years ago. Howard, is gold part of the problem for the future?
No. The assumption that gold is in a bubble, which is what a lot of people are talking about, is the assumption that it's pretty well peaked out and it's going to go back. Well, until they change the political environment, the fundamentals that really are driving gold, that's not going to happen.
The price of, you're saying the price of gold is a defensive measure against public policy right now?
Well, it's not a defensive measure against public policy. It's a defensive measure against the results of it.
Yeah.
And now, let me give you a brief lesson. This is Ruffonomics 101, okay? Gold is the best reflection of inflation. And inflation is always, in all cases, caused by inflating the amount of currency, by increasing the amount
right.
of paper currency. And every currency has every dominant currency throughout history, since the printing press, has been about 200 years, and the world littered with dead paper currencies. So gold and silver, and particularly silver, have been very good protections against that. See, you have to measure the value of the dollar in two ways. One is its value relative to other currencies, which is the popular way to do it. And the second is in its purchasing power. And gold and the currency has lost about 90% of its purchasing power in the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if so you have to go to the alternate currency, which is going to be gold and silver. Now, not gold for the average person. The average person can't afford to buy an ounce of gold. That's almost certain.
Well, it's not handy for them, for sure, is it?
Well, it's not as handy. It's also terribly expensive.
Yeah.
But you can buy a roll of silver dimes for $90. And the rest of the world is, when they wake up to the need to protect against the declining currencies, they're going to go for silver.
But should they be buying silver in currency, or just silver itself?
Well, silver itself, and then silver coins. There's an awful lot of different brands of silver coins.
Yeah.
But if they're 90% silver, they're all about the same. The value
mm-hmm.
cost is going to depend on the amount of silver in those coins.
Right.
I recommend that. But that's the insurance position. Now there's the investment position, which is totally different. The investment position is probably best to buy gold or silver in the ground.
By mining shares.
That's
uh-huh.
right. And that's an investment position. That's out of the
mm-hmm. So you don't think gold? All right. So let me ask you this question. You mentioned the term. You mentioned inflation a minute ago. The economists who are on my show whose opinions I value, these are mainstream. These are not wacko economists. These are not liberal economists or highly conservative economists. I think that they're pretty smart guys and pretty level-headed. They're recently, at least one of them recently, has said that right now we don't have an inflation problem. We have a deflationary problem. So has there, my question to you isn't the rise in gold a little bit out of sync with inflation?
Well, gold is, the rise of gold is anticipating the fact that out of this deflation will come inflation.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the political factor. Deflation is considered synonymous with depression. And consequently, they're going to fight that tooth and nail.
Right.
To find out.
But they don't have as many bullets as they used to have.
But how do they try to fight it? By printing money.
Yeah.
And by keeping low interest rates. And consequently, gold is responding to what this deflation is going to turn into. And it's going to turn into...
How long do you think it'll take to turn to go from a deflationary, which we are in a little bit of a deflationary period right now, not negative... Maybe I should call it disinflation instead of deflation.
Well, it's how long will it take?
Yeah,
that's above my pay grade. I don't know how long it'll take, but I do know that.
But I mean, are you thinking 3 years, 5 years, 10 years?
No, I think it's going to be a lot less than that. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah,
and consequently, the gold and silver are both responding to the future. They're anticipating the fact that inflation is coming. So I think we should take Will Rogers' advice, who said that if you invest in inflation, it's the only thing that's going up.
So you don't think it's too it's too late to get into those two metals right now? You think even at the price that they are, which is at record highs, at least gold, I'm not sure about silver, it's still not too late to be buying into it?
Well, first, they're not near record highs. The last record high was $850 an ounce, and
that was
respectively.
You're talking about adjusted for inflation. They're not. It's not record highs.
If you adjust for inflation, gold will have to go over $2,300.
Yeah, hold on to that thought, Howard. We've got to take a quick break, folks. 10 till the hour. Having a great visit with legendary investment publisher Howard Ruff. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. No, 7 till the hour. Sorry about that. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. That's the same. That hasn't changed. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Howard Ruff, the legendary investment publisher, the guy who told you about how to prosper during the coming rough times. And his new book is called How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. Howard, tell us how we can find you online.
Well, you can go to my website, but first... Let me tell you, that's not my. You haven't mentioned my most current book. The most current book is entitled "How to Prosper in the Age of Obamanomics."
I don't have my copy of that book, Howard. You're gonna have to fix that.
I'll fix that, and we'll be happy to send you one. But you can find out about it by going to my website, which is www.roughtimes.com, and I'll even teach you how to rip me off. You want to do that?
Yeah, tell us how to do that.
Well. If you go to my website, among other things, there's a lot of free stuff that you would enjoy just reading. You could sign up for my newsletter, $215 for a year. And if you do that, but after a couple of issues you're not happy, you can ask for your money back, and I've given you a free book, and you can keep the book.
How about that? What a deal. And that's roughtimes.com?
Roughtimes.com.
So check it out, folks. And, of course, you can...
Incidentally, I'm proud of that website. And there I have the interviews, some of the recent interviews I've done. I'll be doing this one.
Right. Yeah, we'll be putting... I know you put ours up there, too, and we appreciate that very much. Howard, talk to us about the part that... some people think George Soros, the... I don't trust George Soros. I don't like his politics. But one thing about it, he's a lot richer than me. He's figured out something. Is he playing with gold the way he played with the British pound a few years ago?
Yeah, he's bought a lot of gold. I'm not sure it's a game with him. He's playing with it. I think he's just recognizing the fact that he's rich enough that he can pay the.
You think he's just investing? You think he's investing? He's not manipulating?
No, he's not manipulating. There's no evidence. At least I've seen no evidence that he is, and I don't trust him either. But seems to be no evidence that he is. He does a lot of things just because he thinks he'll make money.
Yeah.
And I'm Very interesting that China, whom we have a lot of people are worried about, not long ago just announced they were, what we knew they were doing for a long time, they're buying a lot of gold, and they, the powers that be instructed the banks to load up on gold, the Chinese banks, and invited the public to go to the bank and buy gold or silver. And so the, that opened up a whole new market of the massive injection into the market.
Right.
And so the when the Chinese are, I mean, they're trying to find ways to get people away from the dollar because they're worried about the fate of the dollar.
Right. Howard, in the 2 minutes we have left, is buy and hold a piece of history now in terms of investing in the stock market? Is it even prudent at all to buy and hold? What do you think?
Well, it depends on buy and hold what. I'm going to buy and hold my precious metals until the political environment changes.
Yeah. I'm talking about stock market.
Well, I'm bearish on the stock market right now. I think the average person has to learn to be a maverick. Now, a maverick is a bovine that's left the herd and might be lonely for a while, but the rest of her is going to be turned into hamburger.
Now you're talking about people who have to become traders, and most of us have jobs. We're making payroll.
No. I'm not suggesting you become a trader. I'm suggesting you just plain get out right now.
Ah.
And so I don't want to buy growth stocks. I don't want to buy bonds.
So you're really bullish on equities, aren't you?
Bullish?
I mean bearish. I mean you're really bearish on equities.
Yeah, in the long run. Yeah. I don't want anything that's denominated in dollars with the exception of gold and silver.
Hmm.
And so the problem with equities is that I think you're going to be a part of the herd and you're going to be turned into amber.
Yeah.
And consequently, there's so much money to be made. For example, we did a study of the investment portfolio, investment menu that I do in the rough times and from the first of last year. And we found out that of 80 different investments, and it's very heavy in mining stocks and so forth, if you had picked a representative example of that, you'd be up 80% since last year.
That's a good reason to subscribe to Rough Times, folks. You can do that at roughtimes.com. Hey, Howard, I got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for spending time with us and depositing your wisdom with us.
Yeah, why don't you change your show to later in the day?
Hey, why don't you move east, Howard? Hey, thanks for being here, Howard. I'll see you next time.
You bet. Got
to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.